Madani News. Do you know what Dini work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami and these are the headlines.
May Dawat Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rabb.
Highlights of the Madani Muzakara held on the night of 9th Zulhijjah at the Global Madani Merkez Fezzan Madina. Amir al-Sunnat answers questions of the devotees of the Prophet. A session is held among the participants of various courses at the Global Madani Merkez Fezzan Madina in Karachi. The head of Shura answers questions of the Islamic brothers regarding religious activities. Online meetings are held for Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department, Madrasatu Madina for Boys and Madrasatu Madina for Adults. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat reviews the performance of the department's set goals for the 12 religious activities.
Let's inform our viewers about the Madani Muzakara held on the night of 9th Zulhijjah at the Global Madani Merkez Fezzan Madina in Karachi, in which the devotees of the Prophet from Karachi and other cities of Pakistan participated and reaped the blessings of Amir al-Sunnat's company. He presented Madani purse on the month of Zulhijjah and Hajj. He answered questions of the devotees of the Prophet as well. Take a look.
امیر علیہ سنت کی بارگاہ میں سوال ہے کہ بازار میں دیکھا گیا ہے بٹ اور اوجری ایک ساتھ پکا کے فروخت کی جاتی ہے تو آیا بٹ کھانے والے شخص پر اوجری کا جو شوربہ ہے وہ اگر وہ کھائے گا تو اس میں کوئی حرج تو نہیں ہے
بٹ اس کو بولتے ہیں کہ اوجری کی جو ڈھوک دار تولیے کی طرح ایک مطلب اسکین ہوتی ہے تو یہ نجاست سے بالکل ملی ہوئی ہوتی ہے اس میں نجاست ہوتی ہے اس کو اگر جدا کر دیا جائے تو اب گوشت بچ جاتا ہے تھوڑا وائٹ ہوتا ہے تو یہ بٹ کہلاتا ہے یہ کھانا جائز ہے اگر یہ نہیں نکالا جیسے بکرے کی عام طور پر نہیں نکالتے تو پھر یہ کہ وہ تولیے جیسی وہ جلد جو لگی ہوتی ہے کچھ وہ کھانے دار بھی ہوتی ہے جلد تو یہ بہرحال جو بھی جلد کا حصہ ساری جلد یہ نجاست سے ملی ہوئی ہوتی ہے تو یہ تو نہیں کھانی تو یہ گوشت جو ہے یہ بٹ یہ کھا سکتے ہیں اب اگر یہ پکی بھی ہے تو اس کا شوربہ بھی نہیں کھا سکتے اگر وہ اوجڑی جس کو بٹ کو اوجڑی نہیں بولتے تو اوجڑی جو ہے اس کا کھانا ناجائز و گناہ ہے چاہے شوربہ پئیں چاہے اس کی بوٹی کھائیں
Dear viewers, during an off-air Madani Muzakara 2, the devotees of the Prophet reaped the blessings of Amir al-Sunnat's company and enlightened their hearts with Madani pearls full of knowledge and wisdom. Amir al-Sunnat also answered questions of the Islamic brothers.
Sabke liye seekhne ka hai jo main arz kar raha hu jaise ki raat jaage hue hain neend bhari hui hai usko mobile istemal nahi karna chahiye isi tarah neend se uthkar fauran jo na aankhein barabar free nahi hoti usme mobile use karna takleef de نقصان دے آنکھیں بالکل فری ہو جائیں تب اندھیرے میں یہ موبائل استعمال نہ کیا جائے اندھیرے میں کیا اجالے میں یہ روشنی پھیل جاتی ہے اندھیرے میں ایک ہی جگہ رہے گی اور سیدھی آپ کی آئیز پر یہ اٹیک اندھیرے میں بھی یہ یعنی یہ خود سمجھ میں آتا ہے کہ اندھیرے میں اس میں تھوڑی یوں آنکھوں میں چبھن ہوتی ہے کہ یہ اٹیک ہو رہا ہے کچھ تو یہ بہت احتیاط کی ضرورت ہے اچھا پھر لائٹ جو ہے وہ فل لائٹ نہ رکھی جائے حسب ضرورت اس کو ڈیم کرتے رہیں خود ادھر ادھر ٹچنگ ہو جاتی ہے نا تو لائٹ بڑھ جاتی ہے تو اس کو سیٹ کرتے رہیں اور موقع کی مناسبت سے اس کو یوں ترچھا کر دیں زیادہ ضرورت نہ ہو نا اس کو دیکھ کر آنکھوں کا زور لگانے کا یہ تو یہ ورنہ آنکھوں پر وہ مسلسل یہ اس کی وہ ریز جو ہے وہ آتی رہتی ہے جو نقصان دہ نیند سے اٹھ کر تو یہ گھڑی بھی ہے نا یہ دیکھنا بھی دشوار ہوتا ہے بتی جلا کر بھی بعض وہ سمجھ نہیں پڑتی آہستہ آہستہ پھر سمجھ پڑتی ہے اس لیے ایسے موقع پر آنکھوں کو زحمت نہ دی جائے
At the Global Madi Americas Fezzan Medina in Karachi, a session was held among the participants of various religious courses, during which the participants asked the head of Shura many questions regarding religious activities, upon which the head of Shura provided guidance. Take a look.
A session was held among the devotees of the Prophet who participated in various religious courses at the Global Madi Americas Fezzan Medina, in which the head of Shura Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari provided ethical and religious guidance. On this occasion, the head of Shura answered the questions asked by the devotees of the Prophet while conducting the course and talking to the Islamic brothers who participated in the course. The head of Shura said that whenever an organization or a movement is moving forward by setting stages of development, a new thought, new information is added to it every passing day. There are times when awareness can be useful for us. On this occasion, while talking about the life of the final Prophet of Allah, the head of Shura said,
Kirdar behtar karne ka jo sabse behtareen zariya wo Rasool Akram Noore Mujassam sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki seerat hai. نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا گھر کے اندر کا انداز، گھر کے باہر کا انداز، رشتے داروں کے ساتھ اور دیگر اصحاب کے ساتھ، ان کی اولاد کے ساتھ، سفر میں شریک کے ساتھ، تجارت میں اور کھانے پینے کے دوران، دیگر جو بھی آپ ہم دیکھیں، کیونکہ زندگی کے ہر شعبے میں رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت ہمیں ملتی ہے. اور پھر دوسرا اس کا ایک پہلو ہے رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اس موضوع سے متعلق ارشادات. یہ سب سے مین ہے، کور پوائنٹ، کہ قرآن کریم نے تو رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کی طرف ہمیں رہنمائی کر دی نا، یہ حبیب جو تمہیں دیں وہ لے لو، چچی سے روکے اسے رک جاؤ. اب سب سے بنیادی بات یہ ہے کہ ہم اس سیرت کو پڑھیں، نمبر ون. دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ اس کے تعلق سے سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ارشادات کو پڑھیں، نمبر ٹو. سیرت کو دیکھ کر اور ارشادات کو سن کر صحابہ کرام علیہ رضوان نے اس پر کیسے عمل کیا، یہ پڑھیں، نمبر تین. اب سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی جو اتباع اور اطاعت صحابہ کرام علیہ رضوان نے کی، ان کو دیکھ کر تابعین نے کیسے اطاعت اور اتباع کیا، تبا تابعین نے کیسے کیا، یہ پورے ایک ترتیب ہے.
The head of Shura told the benefits of Madani Muzakara to the participants and said that many important information is found in the Madani Muzakaras to advance the religious works of Dawat-e-Islami. So make it your routine to attend them. At the end of the session, dua was offered.
At Fezzan Medina Faisalabad, online meetings were held for the Islamic Brothers related with Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department and Madrasatul Medina for Boys and Madrasatul Medina for Adults, during which the performance of the departments was reviewed and goals were set regarding the 12 religious activities. Take care.
An online meeting was held for the Islamic Brothers related with Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department in Fezzan Medina Faisalabad, in which related Rukni Shura, head of Department Pakistan, and Islamic Brothers related with the department participated. Rukni Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari reviewed the performance of the department and set goals for the future. Apart from this, the goals of previous meetings, consultations, updates, appointments of Islamic Brothers, comparative evaluation of 3 months' performance, table report, and other religious works were also discussed. Moreover, an online meeting was held for the Islamic Brothers of Madrasatul Medina for Boys Department and Madrasatul Medina for Islamic Brothers in Fezzan Medina Faisalabad, in which the head of Department Pakistan and other Islamic Brothers participated. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat reviewed the performance of the department and set goals for the future. Discussions were also held on the current functioning, goals, problems, and suggestions of Madrasatul Medina for Islamic Brothers Department and other issues. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat told Madani News regarding the meeting.
Today, online mushawarat, we have decided that wherever our Madrasatul Medina is, تو قریبی آبادی کے اندر گھر گھر جا کر وہ یو سی نگران سے اجازت لے کر قربانی کی کھال کی بکنگ کریں گے اور قربانی کی کھال یا قربانی کی کھال کی رقم کی ان کو ترغیب دلائیں گے اور اپنے وہ مکتب بھی لگائیں گے جہاں پر قربانی کی کھالیں اکٹھی کی جائیں گی. مگر مدرسۃ المدینہ بالغان کے اس ٹائم بھائی یہ نگران کی اجازت کے ساتھ یہ کام کریں گے.
The head of Pakistan Mushawarat motivated the Islamic Brothers to further increase and enhance the 12 religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami and to travel in Madani Qaflas.
A Sahri Ijtima was held by Reformation of Actions Department at Fezzan Medina, Hyderabad, in which Rukni Shura Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari participated. He also visited a Hides warehouse in Hyderabad city. Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari and Rukni Shura Haji Muhammad Farooq Jilani Attari also visited the plot for collective sacrifice and reviewed the arrangements.
Sair Ijtima was held with respect to the voluntary fast of Zulhijjah and a reformation of Actions Department at the Madina Americas Fazani Medina Medina Town, Hyderabad, Sin, in which the Islamic Brothers of the department students and other Islamic Brothers participated. Rukneshwara Haji Ayaz Attari specially participated. Rukneshwara presented Sahari to Islamic Brothers and had Sahari with them. The Islamic Brothers waking up for Fajr Salah. After offering Fajr Salah, Tafsir was read and heard. Moreover, Dua was offered. On the other hand, Rukneshwara Haji Ayaz Attari, along with other Islamic Brothers, visited the Hides warehouse of Hyderabad, and there he also guided the Islamic Brothers while reviewing the system of securing hides and cleaning. Moreover, Rukneshwara Haji Ayaz Attari and Rukneshwara Haji Farooq Jilani Attari, along with other Islamic Brothers of Hyderabad, visited the collective sacrifice venue and guided the Islamic Brothers while reviewing the arrangements.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
Let's give you some news from South Africa, where Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Athar Attari visited a Turkish masjid named Al-Nizamiya Masjid in Johannesburg. Meanwhile, Rukneshwara met with the administrators of the masjid and other devotees of the Prophet and talked about the religious activities. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Athar Attari visited this masjid in Johannesburg, South Africa, where Rukneshwara met with administration of masjid representatives as well as the devotees of the Prophet. On this occasion, Rukneshwara informed them about the services of Dawat Islami carried out on the global level. A documentary detailing the religious and welfare activities was also shown.
It's Dawat Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people.
Dear viewers, you too take part in the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami and earn reward.
Let's give you some news from Othal, Balochistan, where a certificate awarding Ijtima was held by Madrasatul Madina department, in which the Islamic Brothers related with Madrasatul Madina, local devotees of the Prophet and the guardians of children participated. Let's learn more in this report by Jazeb Attari.
A certificate awarding Ijtima was held at Faizan-e Siddiqui Akbar Masjid, Othal, Balochistan, under Madrasatul Madina of Dawat Islami, which was commenced with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Thereafter, Naat was recited. During the certificate awarding Ijtima, the head of Division Mushawarat Kallat, administrators of Madrasatul Madina, teachers, Islamic scholars, guardians of children, as well as local devotees of the Prophet participated. Mubalighe Dawat Islami and provincial representative of Jamaat Madina congratulated the students of Hifz and Nazra and their guardians and said that the services of Dawat Islami are ongoing to spread the teachings of the Holy Quran. We should give our children a religious environment and attract them towards religion so that they will be blessed with good things in this world and the hereafter. In the award distributing Ijtima, the children expressed their views to Madani News.
I have received the education of Madina from Hifz and today my distar is broken.
Inshallah, I will complete Hifz and then I will study in Madina and try to get the education of Madina. Inshallah, I will
try to become a
At the end of the distribution of certificates held under Madrasatul Madina department, Dua and Salatu Salam were offered.
Let's inform our viewers that Alhamdulillah 60% of the construction works of a masjid has been completed at a plot donated by an Islamic brother at Habibabad in Patoki, Punjab. Besides this, the construction works of a Madrasatul Madina and Jamaatul Madina will soon begin as well. The head of district Mushawarat visited the masjid and reviewed the construction works.
6 months ago, an Islamic brother in Hadar town, Habibabad Patoki Tehsil, Punjab, donated his 5,445 square feet place to Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, about 60% of the work of Faizan-e Madina Masjid has been completed, which has cost 3 million rupees. While five times prayers are being offered here, inshallah, very soon the construction works of Madrasatul Madina and Jamaatul Madina will be commenced here. The head of district Mushawarat visited the place along with Islamic brothers and reviewed the construction works and told Madani News in this regard.
Marhaba, sad marhaba. District Kasool, Tehsil Patoki, Shahr hai Habibabad. Aur yaha banaya hai Aashkan-e Rasool-e Fazan-e Madina. Hyder City, ye society hai, iske andar alhamdulillah ek naal جگہ داؤ اسلامی کو ملی الحمدللہ یہاں پہ مسجد بن چکی اور نمازیں بھی شروع ہو چکی جمعہ بھی ہو رہا ہے یہ باہر جو جگہ ہے یہاں پہ اللہ کی رحمت سے مدرسہ المدینہ اور جامعۃ المدینہ تعمیر ہوگا یہ بہت مختصر وقت میں 6 ماہ میں الحمدللہ یہ تعمیر ہوئی مسجد اللہ کی رحمت سے اور مدرسہ المدینہ جامعۃ المدینہ بھی جلد تعمیر ہو جائے گا اللہ تعالیٰ جنہوں نے یہ کوشش کی ہے سب کی کوششیں کری
The head of district Mushawarat also offered congregational prayers in the masjid along with other Islamic brothers.
10th Zulhijjah is just a few hours away. To perform the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the devotees of the Prophet are engaged in buying and sharpening knives and cleavers. The purpose of sharpening knives and cleavers is to cause the least amount of pain to the sacrificial animal. Let's learn more in this report.
The devotees of the Prophet are sharpening knives and swords and cleavers to sacrifice their animals in the path of Allah to act upon the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The final Prophet of Allah Almighty said, when you slaughter it in an ahsan manner, that is in a good manner, and sharpen your knife well and rest the slaughtered animal. The devotees of the Prophet who came to sharpen knives and cleavers said that they sharpen the knife to minimize the pain while slaughtering the sacrificial animals.
छुरी तेज करवाने का ये मतलब है क्योंकि हम कोई अजियत भी न हो जानवर को और सुकून से भी कटे ना धार नहीं लगवाएंगे तो उसके खाल भी खराब होगी और जानवर भी सही नहीं कटेगा
हर साल जो भी कुर्बानी करता है या करवाता है चाहे वो कसाई हो कोई भी वो अपने औजारों को ज़रूर तेज़ करता है जो कि कोई ना किसी किस्म की तकलीफ ना हो जानवर को सजदा तकबीर पढ़ते ही उसकी ना गर्दन आराम से ना कट जाए और तकबीर पूरी हो जाए
Various shopkeepers said that during the days of Zulhijjah, our work is reduced due to which they set up knife stores.
Our work is not the whole year. Bakra-Eid ke andar hum apna stall lagate hain kyunki riske halal kamana bhai jaiz hai aur riske halal kamane ki wajah se thodi apni aamdani badhane ki wajah se to hum ye stall laga lete hain.
Whether it is a sacrifice or slaughtering, both the slaughterer and the animals should face the Qibla. Having mercy on the sacrificial animals, the Qibla should be determined before putting them down. Turning is a cause of severe suffering for a speechless animal. In slaughtering, do not cut so much that the knife reaches the neck seal, means bone, because it is unnecessary pain. Then do not cut its feet or remove the skin until the animal is completely cooled down. After slaughtering, do not touch the cut throat with a knife or hands until the soul leaves. These actions are painful to the animal and should be avoided. May Allah protect us from cruelty to both humans and animals.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, thousands of masajid and Madani Marakis have been established under Dawat-e-Islami in Pakistan and abroad. And with each passing day, this noble cause makes progress. Continuing this cause, Dawat-e-Islami is going to establish a Madani Marakis Fazan-e-Madina in Huddersfield, UK. Let's learn more in this report.
The religious movement of the devotees of the Prophet Dawat-e-Islami has established thousands of masajid and marakis in the country and abroad under Khuddamul Masajid, and this series is gradually continuing. Renovation and construction works are going on in the building acquired for the Madani Marakis Fazan-e-Madina. The head of Yorkshire UK region told Madani News in this regard.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, at this moment in time, we're on the upper hall of Fazan-e-Madina. This top hall area will be used for IT suite. And also for Madani Qafila purposes, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we're just coming downstairs from the upstairs hall, and this is where the main hall of Salah will be. This is going to be the part of our new wuzu area. For the sake of our best hereafter, our good hereafter, please try to donate as much as possible towards the costs for the renovation work of Fazan-e-Madina. We made some little projects, the prayer room area, the musallas, and all that kind of stuff. You can donate towards them. We're in the outside garden of Fazan-e-Madina. This is a separate entrance for the Islamic sisters. We've just come downstairs into the basement. This is the main entrance, inshallah, stairs going up into the garden. This is the wuzu area for the Islamic sisters. Basement of Fazan-e-Madina in Huddersfield. And this area has been totally separated for the Islamic sisters. Alhamdulillah, weekly gatherings, they'll have their classes as well. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, all of this will be, inshallah, as well, up and running. Please, we need your support. Help us so that we can complete this as soon as possible.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, please contribute to the construction of the Masajid and Marakis established under Khuddamul Masajid wal Madaris of Dawat-e-Islami.
Let's inform our viewers that Sunnah-inspired Ijtimaat were held under Dawat-e-Islami in Greece, Europe and Malaysia. During which Mubalighin Dawat-e-Islami delivered Sunnah-inspired Bayanat on sacrifice, they also gave motivation to perform sacrifice and take part in religious activities. Take a look.
A Sunnah-inspired Ijtima was held at the Madani Marakis Fazan-e-Madina in Rindi, Athens, Greece, in which people related with the business community and devotees of the Prophet participated. Moreover, after Tilawat and Ad, the head of European Union region delivered a bayan on sacrifice and motivation was given to do Qurbani wholeheartedly and to act upon the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim and to take part in the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. The head of Greece presented the invitation towards righteousness in the sunnah-inspired ishtima and motivated them to carry out religious activities. At the end of the sunnah-inspired ishtima, Salatu Salam was recited and the end dua was offered. After sunnah-inspired ishtima, a meeting was held with the devotees of the Prophet.
It's Dawat-e-Islami, it's a right to rectify the people.
On the other hand, a sunnah-inspired ishtima was also held in Nilai Tiga, Malaysia, in which the devotees of the Prophet and people ready with various walks of life participated. Moreover, the head of Malaysia delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and provided guidance to the Islamic brothers regarding various matters. In the end, dua was offered. Moreover, the head of Malaysia presented the invitation towards righteousness at various shops, dear viewers, you too take part in religious activities and earn reward.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Madani News, do you know what deeni work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News.